Thank you, Rush Creek. I just have to tell you that every time I come into Rush Creek, there's just a warm, welcoming vibe, and I mean that most sincerely. Thank you for being a friendly, welcoming church to my husband and I each and every time. It's good to be a part of this. That last song, Who Can Stop the Lord God Almighty? Wow. How true is that? Do we believe that? Do we claim that? I have a true respect for the work that you're doing here through your church, especially Drop Zone, but I know that there's so many other good things that are happening that are impacting lives. The singles dinner that I just heard about out there that you have once a month, the hymn sings that you make available to the community, so many more things I'm sure that are happening. Thank you for touching lives, for changing lives, and then for partnering with Byron Community Ministries, where I serve as the executive director. We have turned a corner. I'm very thrilled and thankful to share that a year ago we conducted a Byron community survey, and in response to the survey results, we discovered that there is a high need for mental health care, affordable mental health care in our community. Now, who knew that the needs were as great as they are in Byron Center, a church-attending, solid, middle-class community? There are mental health needs regardless of socioeconomic stratas. Hurting families. Sometimes we encounter a bump just for a season, and then other times it's longer. And we need a little of encouragement. We need insights. We need boundaries to be set. There's no shame in that, in seeking help. And we have made that available on a sliding scale fee basis at Byron Ministries, right in our facility. We also accept most all insurances. We now have 5 very qualified Christian counselors available, 2 women, 3 men, who service a variety of different needs, ADHD, postpartum, suicide prevention, addictions, depression, bipolar disorder. The list goes on and on. In fact, we have a flyer out near the coffee area at a round table out there, and you're welcome to take that. Perhaps you don't need it, but you may be acquainted with somebody. We want to meet needs as well within our community. We want it to be close by. We want it to be on familiar territory. We want it accessible. Thank you for joining us in making that available. In addition to the mental health needs that we're hoping to meet, is something that we are going to be doing. I can't give you a deadline, unfortunately, because we're waiting on the health department to come and check our facility, which there won't be any issues, but we're waiting on them, and we can't make it happen until then, but we're aiming for maybe late November or December, and that is twice a week we will be offering senior meals. Anyone ages 55 and older, come on over. For $4, you will have a hot meal. You will have a soup and salad choice on Tuesdays, a hot entree on Thursday. The doors will open at 11:45 a.m. and remain open until 2 p.m. After dinner, you can play games, drink coffee, engage in conversation. Lots of different options we'll be developing as we learn the program more. It's to create community. It's to decrease isolation. Is to offer nutritional meals to those who perhaps don't like to cook any longer or who really don't want to eat alone. We're reaching out to our senior population because, again, that's in response to the indications from the Byron survey that we conducted. We also remain a personal hygiene, baby care, and home cleaning care pantry. We have needs all the time. If there's anything that you want to donate, drop by, bring it here to Rush Creek's church office. We will take those. Those are items that people who are on food stamps have to pay for out of pocket. It's costly. Diapers, baby wipes, feminine hygiene products, laundry soap, bar soap, shampoo, dish soap, toilet paper, lots of things. The things that you use in your home are the things that our clients need as well. They come in, we have conversations, we cultivate relationships with them, and it goes on from there. We continue to have senior meals on wheels every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's available, and we bring those into the shut-ins. And again, that's not designed necessarily for those who are struggling socioeconomically as much as those who no longer can cook for themselves or who are recuperating from some kind of an injury or illness. Give us a call. We can give you direction on that. It's open to everybody. We continue to do summer literacy programs in three different neighborhoods around our community, and then we deliver sack lunches throughout the summer to those same neighborhoods, and once a week throughout the school year. We want to partner with you. We are an offshoot of Rush Creek and 19 other churches throughout our community. We are your legs and your feet. We can be your voice where perhaps Rush Creek isn't serving. Work with us. If you have volunteer desires, give us a call. We can fit you in. We're always open for new ideas, too. I wanted to say that we have three board members who serve with us who attend Rush Creek. And I know Rich Zanstra, where are you? Raise your hand, Rich. Well, there you are. You sit there all the time, don't you? Yeah, okay, that is your pew. All right. Then we have Stephanie Hoffman. Where are you, Stephanie? Are you here? She's in the bell choir now. She's right over here. Okay, thank you, Stephanie. She's younger, okay? Youth is good. Her perspectives, her energy, her knowledge for technology is wonderful. I called her later last Thursday evening and said, help. Good to know. And then also we have Alan Grodnigo. Where are you? There he is, right there. He's one of your newer attenders. Thank you. And I will just say, I tell him this all the time, but he's a funny man, okay? So if you don't know Alan, get to know him because he has a great sense of humor and many other ways that he will serve valuably to Byron Community Ministries as well as Rush Creek. So come out and see our table here. Grab a flyer, grab one of our cards that kind of tells you some of the other services that we offer within our community. Good things are happening and will continue to happen at Byron Ministries. Thank you.